What's one of the campaign promises that some of us swallowed hook, line, and sinker to vote for candidate Trump?
Which one, what was it?
It was the letter that was written to pro-life people like me and like you that contain in it the policy prescriptions or intentions from candidate Trump, if he were elected, that he would enact on behalf of protecting life. One of them was, believe me, I'll appoint Constitution justices like Antonin Scalia. Great, great, great constitutionalist. Be pro-life judges. Believe me. Unlike President Obama. So, look, we had the letter. You can go find the letter on the Trump, Make America Great Again website, I believe. And if you can't find it, I have a copy of it. And the letter, one of the things in the letter was ultimately the repeal or the overturning of Roe versus Wade. This, folks, this could happen this year. That vote could go down this year. Now, this will be an early test. This means that we won't have to wait to the end of Trump's first four-year term or the end of his term to find out whether or not there was sincerity. I still believe that there was. I'm going to remain hopeful, and that the appointment of Neil Gorsuch then in replacing Antonin Scalia sends a case back to the court wherein the question of the hideous tyranny, the government by judicial tyranny, is what Raoul Berger called it, can finally be ended. It can be abolished. And if Texas wants to make it so that you can't perform an abortion in Texas, well, then so be it. They can do so as a sovereign state. Louisiana has similar laws. And it is more difficult to perform an abortion in the state of Louisiana than in anywhere else in the union. Yet it is a never-ending struggle to keep these cases out of, to keep the laws that we pass out of the menacing and tyrannical hands of federal judiciaries or the federal judiciary. So, long story short, Gorsuch was confirmed yesterday. There he goes up on the court, bammo. There is now a chance. Now, I don't know what the odds are, and I wouldn't hold my breath that John Roberts could be relied upon. We don't even know if you're going to rely upon Gorsuch. You could rely on Thomas and Alito. That's the extent of it. But there is a chance. We'll find out early on, possibly this year, or this early fall. No, it might be in June, of how that is going to play out. And whether or not Trump's pick of Gorsuch is actually a net positive for the life of the soon-to-be-born in America. If it is, and I pray that it is, don't go cynical on this, folks, and think that you have to throw all in with the Trump hosedus and the whole campaign was a setup and was a lie and was a scam, which I'm starting to believe that most of it was, but again, remain hopeful on this one. This could pan out. This could pay dividends. It won't pay dividends for me or for you, but it could pay dividends for all those souls that will not be aborted and murdered inside their mother's wombs and be placed into a state of limbo, wherever it is that God holds them until the final judgment.